Welcome to second quarter coverage of Port Washington versus Southside. If you're just joining us, this is WDOT, the voice of Port Hoops. Port Washington leads 10-9. David, what do you think of the game so far? What are you looking for Port Washington to close this first half out?
I got to say, before we get into Port Washington, James Murphy's been a star, 8 points, and a dunk. That really surprised us.
Yeah.
Port Washington, they have the lead. They're doing well. Great play from the young guys. They got to keep it up and reduce the turnovers, and I think they're all right. Maybe hit a few free throws here and there, you know?
A good block by Siciliano from behind on Patrick Mullen. But the follow-up is good for Southside.
Josh Durrell with his first basket of the game.
Swarming defense. Welker's going to try to penetrate Spinoso. Gives it out to Siciliano. Fakes a three, driving inside, off the leg. It's going to be a kickball. Good vision by Siciliano. Didn't execute the pass the right way. And it's going Port Washington's way.
You get to see the intensity that Southside's playing with defensively. They're just continuously rotating and switching and running around.
Deflected out by the big man, Patrick Mullen.
And that is, if you're on offense, that is the worst possible thing to go up against. A really, really active defense.
Malfitano struggling with it, and here's Murphy again. Is he going to throw it down? And
no, he's going to put
that. He didn't give us that treat. But Murphy is off to a hot start.
Out of Southside's 13 points come from Captain James Murphy. He's having one heck of a game, I think.
Yeah, and Paul Washington looking very stagnant on offense. That's a travel for John Spinoso. And this defense has been too much to handle for the Vikings so far on offense. They're really not generating much. It feels like they're running the same play every single time.
Troy Stevenson's going to sub in for Trevor Malfitano. And Coach's having a strict talk with Trevor.
Yeah, and you like to see Trevor Malfitano just become a little bit less ball dominant. Spreading the floor, spacing. I think that would really boost his team. But he has taken strides. It's worth noting that.
Of course. And he's very, very talented. And he's been working hard, all offseason. And Dooley, knows how talented he is. He's going to try to enforce the rules upon him.
Murphy kicks it out to Decina for three, and another in-and-out three for Decina. That's the second time.
Stevenson is trying to push
the ball. Siciliano the other way. That's off. That's going to go Port Washington's way. Siciliano's going to wish he had that one back. A little bit too little on that shot. Welker to inbound. Out to Stevenson. Port secures this ball. Here's Reyes. Sophomore at the top of the key trying to run a play. Spinoso, out to Siciliano. When's he going to shoot it? Hasn't yet. Here's Welker driving in on three guys, and he goes hammered. Good aggressive move by Cam Welker.
Yeah, Southside's trap man defense here is really, really hurting Port Washington. They can't get the ball inside because whenever they do, they have 2-3 men coming out and swarming him. So that it's really hurting Port Washington because, Cam Welker is a great finisher. When he tries to get into the paint and he's surrounded by three guys, it's not going to end up well for him.
That foul was on Josh Jarrell, number 25.
His second.
Welker looking to make the first free throw of the game for Port Washington. And right on two. Cam Welker gets his third point of the game. Couple substitutions for Port Washington. Ryan Shanahan checking in. Mac Tiger, the junior, checking in.
Well, we're looking to do a little tally.
Welker looking for a second.
And hits it. Approaches the light.
Barrett leading the charge.
Seems like a travel.
Paracolosi going in, off to the right. A little bit of a brick there. Cam Welker now. He's got Shanahan racing up the court. Stevenson on the other side. Port looking to settle. Welker on the right side. He's got Shanahan out in the corner. Kicks it out. Shanahan for three. And it's good. And one. He gets the foul call. Big play by Ryan Shanahan, the sophomore, making an impact already.
Foul on number 42, Patrick Mullen there. Really, I think he knows. He wishes he would have that one back.
Was that a three, David?
Yes.
So it's a chance for a four-point play for Ryan Shanahan. You love his aggression so far.
You love the young classman being willing to shoot. It's what every coach wants.
It is.
You got to want the guys to trust themselves. And, when you're open, you want to take that shot.
Ryan Shanahan's got himself 6 points so far in the game. Port Washington regains the lead 14-13. Southside looking to counter. The jumper is no good from Southside. Ball falls out right to Kennedy.
Nice up and under there. Wow. Pretty.
Ryan Kennedy with a pretty move.
He's going to get on the statue. This is his first basket of the game.
Shanahan again on that wing. Mac Tiger with it on the ball. Back to Ciliano. Switches sides. Here's Welker. Busy trapping in the paint. Back to Tiger. And look, this paint is not... I mean, it's just totally locked down. Welker is going to try it for three. And he hits it. And a little bit of disrespect on the way down. Cam Welker with a three-pointer and looking right back at the defender. You love the confidence from him. And Port is up to three. 18-15.
That is the fire that...
And there we go. James Murphy right on cue. 18-18. He has been the story of this game. David, how many points do you have?
13 points. So I was saying before, with Southside, what they're doing when they're trapping in the middle is they're risking giving the shooters on the outside. As we saw, Shanahan a three and his foul. Jeff could have hit a three. They're fighting with fire, and it could back to burn them.
Tiger looking to go to the hoop. Lefty layup, just a little bit short. To the south side the other way. And Kennedy is wide open. Stevenson with the contest, but it's going to be Kennedy with another bucket. 20-18. South side with the lead. 4 minutes and 17 seconds left in the first half.
We saw Mac get a little space inside. Maybe Port Washington's going to try to reciprocate that in this drive.
Oh, beautiful move by Cam Welker to get to the hoop. He is on a tear in this second quarter. Another bucket for Cam. Cam looking for double-digit points on this free throw and checking in for Southside. William Arnott. And James Bavona will also be checking back in. Arnott is 6'6". He is the big man coming in for Patrick Mullen.
As Cam misses a free throw.
And Tiger gives it right away. That's Bavona on the fast break. He gets a bucket. 22-20.
His first basket of the game.
Here's Stevenson. He's got some room to work.
Slow offense.
Chasing him around.
Teams in the first quarter. Seems
Siciliano is wide open underneath. Good feed by Ryan Shanahan. Siciliano's got himself another bucket. I'm sorry, it's his first bucket of the game. Good to see him on the score sheet. And a nice find by Ryan Shanahan. I mean, Murphy has just been aggressive all night. That one's going to be on Shanahan. I mean, he goes to the basket with such poise.
He's good, and he knows he's good, and he's willing to go up with the contact because he knows he's better than anybody else out there in that court.
Let's see if he converts his free throws, though. That's been an issue so far for Southside.
Kenny Daly's going to check in, likely for Shanahan. Yep.
Shanahan and Tiger coming out. It's Trevor Malfitano back in, and like you mentioned, sophomore Kenny Daly. So these sophomores are getting some run for themselves. I think both coaches are really utilizing the full rosters, honestly. And Murphy hits another. 24-22. Daly is wide open. Drives to the hoop. Tries to finish left. It's tipped and taken by Murphy. Out on the rejection. That's Stevenson who gets it. I'm sorry. Malfitano looking to go to work. Stevenson's going to resettle at the top of the key. It's out to the wing. Welker, little pumping, driving on Murphy. Gets inside and is slammed by Kennedy. Good block, and Welker can't believe it. Ball coming our way.
That's the ball.
Welker is going to inbound it again. It's Siciliano, Stevenson, Malfitano, and Daly in the game for Port Washington.
I should have picked up the ball then, took a full court shot just like Steph Curry, probably hit five in a row.
Ciliano, and he gets blocked. Bavona with an overzealous foul. Ciliano's gonna go back to the line. And too much on it again for Siciliano. We've seen him struggle from the free throw line tonight. 0 for 3. Looking to get his first of the game. And there he goes. That's got to feel good. Bavona's going to lead the charge. He's got Pericolosi on the right wing. Out to Murphy. I mean, Murphy is cooking. Yeah, why not just let him go?
I think Dale's going to... Dale's going to have a few adjustments to make it a halftime regarding James Murphy because he seems unstoppable in this first half.
And Kennedy again getting aggressive. A little bit short. Rebound to Amalfitano. Welker's going to take it fast up the court. He's got space. It's Amalfitano for three. Air ball. Got the look he wanted. Just put a little bit too much on it. And good hustle the other way by Amalfitano.
Foul there on Trevor, I believe.
Oh, is that a foul? No foul called there.
Oh, they're calling a turnover.
Good hustle. You know, when you miss a shot, you just got to get back in the game. And a play like that is what exactly you're looking for. But Coach Daly doesn't see the man behind him.
And guess who it is, Mikey? James Murphy coming up both offensively and defensively for Southside.
Timeout called right before the strap-up by Southside. What are you liking so far more in the second quarter from Paul Washington? Because I think they look better.
Well, first quarter, I mean, the shooting wasn't going down and they weren't really taking the shots that they had. This quarter, they're taking the opportunities. They're driving the basket. They're getting fouled and they're making their foul shots. The turnovers have been a little rough, but they're definitely limited them this quarter. And I think they're playing well. I mean, James Murphy has just been on an absolute tear, scoring 2/3 of Southside's points.
Yeah, he's been nice all game. 16 points already. See him going for 30.
Yeah.
24-23. Southside leads by one. They're running it back with the same guys. Pericolosi, Murphy, Kennedy, Bavona, and Arnott.
Excuse me, 17 points for Murphy. Apologize.
Pericolosi inbounds it. It's Murphy. And he slips. Good defense by Welker. Looks like he grabbed his head. And another timeout. This time of Port Washington. The outside coach is not happy about the play called. I mean, it did look like he did grab his head. He's going to get an action shot.
I mean, that's a tough call there. It looked like he had a wrap on his head. But I think the refs are let him play, and the ref misheard him. Got to go to timeout.
Pericolosi sets it inbound.
Julie's not happy about this decision there from the referee.
Here we go, 24-23, just over 2 minutes left in the second half. In the first half. A little bit of a delay.
I believe
the student section is calling out Mr. Miller, our beloved.
I believe there is some sweat or perspiration on the floor. They're going to have to try to suit that up to avoid further injury for the slips. I feel like I'm in a professional NBA stadium.
We got everything around here.
I mean, I have past experience as a janitor. If they need me to do a little mopping, I don't mind. That's what I did this summer. You love to see the team get involved in the cleanup there.
There we go.
A little bit of a delay, but we're right back on schedule. Our athletic trainer, Mr. Z, is going to come out and give a little inspection of what's going on.
And you know, something I'm liking so far from tonight and from the season from Cam Welker is I think he's just taken a leap as a scorer. Last season, a lot of the seniors got the run. Welker didn't have as many minutes. And it's just nice to see Welker really cooking so far. I mean, he's got double digits in this first half, looking for more, but you're going to want to see the other senior on the floor, Troy Stevenson, get involved on offense. He's done a lot defensively. We know he's incredibly athletic. But you like to see him shoot the J a little bit. Bavona trying to go to work on Daly. Denies him of that. Murphy back to Bavona for three. And he hits it. Three-pointer by Bavona. Puts Southside up by four. Siciliano, is he going to try to match? Going baseline. Pump fake out to Amalfitano. He's going to want a heat check. Doesn't go for it. Here's Welker for three, looking to keep it going, and just a little bit off.
The thing I like about Southside offense is they push the pace and get out of transition.
Right on cue, Kennedy.
Great finish there by Kennedy.
And timeout called by Coach Cooley. Not happy with his team.
But I think that's what is so special about Southside right now. It's not only because they have a great score in James Murphy. It's not only because they have tall guys in the paint, Kennedy and Mullins, that they're able to push the pace when they can. Turnovers lead to points. That's how they're creating the offense. And it's working. I mean, they're running by six.
Yeah, Coach is doing the right things. 5-0 run out of the timeout for Southside. Coach Dooley is not happy with his players right now.
I mean, it's a young group. They're going to learn throughout the season. Plenty of games left. But this is a winnable game. And, you know, I can only imagine he's telling his players that. You know, you guys can win this game. You guys are a great team. He's got to limit these turnovers.
And you mentioned
get back on defense.
You mentioned youth and experience. Important to note that Southside does not have a single underclassman on the roster, whereas Port, I mean, Port's got their share. They've got five sophomores.
I'm curious for your opinion. I mean, let's say these teams are pretty even matched. I think that's fair to say. Who do you think is in a better position here this season? Southside with no underclassmen, or Washington with talent from underclassmen but 5 minutes.
I'm going to go with Southside. I think they just have some more chemistry. I mean, it's paying off so far. They're getting the good looks. Murphy's on a tear. Here's Welker.
And another little over.
A little bit too much on that pass. Good try to get some off the time.
You know, hold this lead to only six, maybe even try to get a few back going to halftime, making plenty of adjustments for Newell.
Yeah. I'd say if you're Port, you want to go down at half by only three, not much more.
I think 4 or 5 is fine, but it can't get out of hand. It can't get the double digits by any means.
Drabble. Good turnover forced by Port Washington. They're going to have it the other way with a minute and 10 seconds left.
And Murphy seemingly first miss of the game comes when the whistle is blown, so they bail them out there.
Yeah, he's taking it up the floor. Sophomore trying to go all the way. You can argue that he should have gone for the shot there. Amalfitano trying to go to his right. Denied by Pericolosi. Siciliano's now lost his dribble. Out to Stevenson. Stevenson gets it in, and another drop pass by Port Washington. It's a little bit sloppy on the offensive side still.
As I said before, Troy is trying to make plays. He's a great playmaker, but he's also a great scorer. And if they're using him as a big man, you know, should he be playmaking?
But he's been on the wing, too. It's a little bit strange to see his
use. He's a shooter, but he's also a great dribbler and a good playmaker also. So I'm curious on what their plan is.
He definitely feels like the point guard right now.
He does.
Pass for point guard. Bavona's going to miss that shot.
And we have a technical foul here. This one's going to go on Robert Pericolosi. This is his second.
Matthew DeCina checking in for Pericolosi. He's got to take a little bit of a break. One and one.
I believe this is Stevenson's seventh foul.
Stevenson looking to get on the score sheet. And it's off, just off the back rim. Rebounded by Arnott. Good hustle. Stevenson's trying to win it back, and that's going to go Southside's way.
Stevenson is battling for these balls. When he makes a mistake, he's going to try to recover.
32 seconds left in the first half. Southside's up 29-23. Bavona guarded by Daly. Out to Justine on the wing. Stevenson right on him. Good defense by Stevenson. He's got to chalk it up. Welker on Murphy. That's the big matchup of the day.
I believe
Welker is
Washington's best defender for Troy, honestly. And then putting him on Murphy is probably the smartest decision Dooley's made.
Murphy back again, looking to go to work on Welker. Shot clock running down. 3 seconds in the half. Arnott off the side backboard. Amalfitano's got to put it up, and he's blocked.
I'm going to close this, Mikey.
By Bavona. So you're down 6 at the half. Coach Dooley is going to have to make some adjustments. We will be back for our second half coverage on WDOT.
After the break.
For Washington.